presents High School Basketball.
We welcome you into 93.70 KKRL tonight as we have a high school basketball for you. Doubleheader here on your 93.7 KKRL. We got Glendon Ralston taking on the conference rivals, Cam Cougars of Camanita here on 93.70 KKRL. We're into the Mackey Motors pregame show. Pregame show brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years ranked together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. Casey Miners with you, coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth on the stage here from Glidden, Iowa. We've got Glidden Ralston taking on Camanita, two Rolling Valley Conference teams. Glidden Ralston playing some really good basketball right now. Winners of the last three of four. They were on a three-game winning streak and then lost last night to number seven, Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton, in a pretty close matchup. But Glidden has been on fire, and a really young Glidden team has won three of their last four matchups. They come in 11-8 and 7-6 in the Rolling Valley Conference so far. One of those wins that they've had came against Coon, who comes in number 13 in the latest Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union rankings. So a win against a ranked team so far this season. So Glidden playing really good basketball. They'll face off against Cam tonight, who comes in 12-8, 8-4 in the Rolling Valley Conference. And this rivalry has been dominated by Cam within the last how many matchups. They've won six in a row over the Wildcats, and they're 25-9 against Glidden Ralston, dating back to 2009, which includes a win earlier this year on January 6th over the Wildcats, 56-50. But talking with Coach Yelly, he thinks that the girls are primed for a really good game tonight. They're playing good basketball down the stretch of the season, especially with postseason coming up next week. We'll talk about that here in your pregame show, as well as running through the starters and take a deeper dive in the numbers in your pregame show brought to you by Mackey Motors, recipient of that GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance. Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
Starting lineups get announced down on the floor here on 93.7 AK. Carroll's, we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages and Carroll. Gatorade helps athletes refuel, recover, and perform. We'll give you the starting lineups here on 93.7 AK. Carroll for the girls' game. Glidden Ralston will start Cassie Wank, a senior; Olivia Squibb, a sophomore; Jenna Subert, a freshman; Bryn Renzi, a freshman; Chloe Peters, a freshman, will be the five starters for the Wildcats coming into tonight. For Cam, they've been sick this week. As I talked with their coach before the game, they've got a couple of girls that normally play that aren't going to be playing tonight for the Cougars, so they're down a couple of players tonight. But they'll start number 15, Ruthie Rich, a junior, as well as Riley Steffen, a freshman; Courtney Fullman, a junior; Daphne Wallard, a senior; and then Ada Hansen, a senior, will start as well tonight for the Cam Cougars. Cam comes in 12-8. They are 8-4 in the Rolling Valley Conference. Glidden Ralston 11-8 into 7-6 in the Rolling Valley Conference so far this season. Glidden Ralston, a terrific young basketball team. You give this team, a couple more years, and they're going to be a really terrific team. They are coming averaging over 50 points per game so far this season. Chloe Peters and Jenna Subert, the two freshmen, really get this team going, both of them averaging over 11 points per game. We'll step away, take a break. National Anthem. We'll be back with tip-off coming up here on the 93.7 KKRL.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication, on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
We are getting set for tip-off here on 83.7 AK. Carol is going to run you through some of the numbers for both these teams. Glidden Ralston comes in averaging just over 50 points per game on the season, and they shoot the basketball really well from the outside, 28% so far in the season. But Chloe Peters, the freshman, has been leading this team in three-point percentage at 35 on the season. Jenna Subert as well, averaging just at shooting at over 36% so far this season. It will be Wank and Hanson to tip it away, and that opening tip is going to be won by the Wildcats, by the Cougars. Cougars will go right to left on the court here in the first half. Wildcats will go left to right, coming towards the stage here at Glidden Ralston, if you know where the stage is at in the high school. Cougars have it 15 seconds into the ball game. Looks like they get in the corner. Three from Fullman on the way. It rims in and out. Fight for the rebound. It's going to be pulled down by Subert. Subert looking for somewhere to go. We'll hand it ahead to Wank, throws it ahead to Renzi, who's also one of those terrific freshmen that this Glidden Ralston team has. Bounce pass to Peters. Peters has the top of the key. Looking into Subert. Her three straight on. Going to be up off the rim. No good. Renzi with the backside rebound. She's going to go up for the shot. Shot no good. A rebound will be pulled down by Rich for the Cam Cougars. Hanson the other way in transition. Jump stop in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Renzi of Glidden Ralston. So far, neither team to buy a basket the first minute in here into the ball game. As Squibble handed off to Subert. Subert dribbles in, now kicks it back out to Renzi. Bounce pass back over to Subert near the top of the key. She'll swing it in the corner to Peters. Looks like we've got Cam in a little bit of a man-to-man defense. Shot by Peters, no good as she dribbled baseline. Rebounds pulled down by Waller. Cougars will run in transition. They're going to dump it down low. They'll kick it back out. Three-point shot on the way. It's going to be up short, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow. We'll give it to Glidden Ralston, so a nice tie-up there by the Wildcats. Still looking for our first point here in the game so far. 6:42 left in the first. Glidden Ralston 11-8 on the season. They are 7-6 overall in the Rolling Valley Conference. Cam Anita comes in 12-8 and 8-4 in conference play. Swib has it top of the key, trying to dribble in near the free throw line. Bounce pass can be stolen away, almost stolen away, I should say. Peter's able to track it down. Squibb has it. She'll hand it off to Subert. Subert swings across court now to Peters. Peters in the corner to Renzi, who's open for the three. Passes on it. Dribbles in. Bounce pass down low to Squibb on the right block. She's going to use a pump fake. Shot up no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Squibb, and it will be Cam Anita basketball. Cam kind of dominates this rivalry so far between the two teams. 25-9, Cam has led this series back to 2009. They've also won the last six against Glidden Ralston, including a win earlier this year over the Wildcats, 56-50 back in Anita. That was on January 6th. Cougars have it. They're going to give it up to Hanson. Hanson dribbles in, kicks it out to Waller. Her shot on the way up, no good. Rich with a good box out. Her putback going to be up and good as Ruthie Rich gets the first points of the ball game, and Cam takes the 2-0 lead with 5:43 to go here in the first quarter. Peters near the free throw line with a crossover move, and we're going to get a travel on Peters. Shuffled her feet before she let go of the basketball, tried to pass it to Subert in the corner. The turnover will give it right back to Caminita. It's a varsity doubleheader tonight for you here on 93.7 the KKRL. The wins will come up after the girls' game. Cougars have it as Waller going to give it up to Fullman. Fullman will swing it cross court to Hanson. Hanson on the wing. Draws the double team. She'll kick it back out. Three-point shot on the way from the Cougars is up no good. The shot missed, and the shot went right into the hands of Fullman. Fullman on the putback hit it underneath the basket. We're going to get a foul on the rebound attempt by Glidden Ralston. I think we're going to get a foul. We got the officials going to talk about this. I'm not sure. I think they're just going to say it was an inbounds play. Went out of bounds. Last touch by the Wildcats, so Cougars will inbound the basketball. They get in the corner to Waller. Waller dribbles in, guarded by Squibb. They'll get it top of the key now. Swings it back out to Hanson in the corner to Fullman. Fullman looking for somewhere to go. Bounces it towards the top of the key to Stefan. Shot clock down to four. Rich with three. She's going to put it up in for two. Shot clock was winding down. Ruthie Rich has got 4 points. It's a 4-0 lead for Caminita over Glidden Ralston so far here early in the first quarter. Under five to play now as Squibb has it, gives it up to Renzi. It looks like Cougars are in a little bit of a zone defense. Subert will dribble in on the elbow. Shot going to be up no good, but she was fouled by Rich going up for the shot, so she'll go to the line for two free throws. Subert will step to the line on the season. Jenna's a 63% free throw shooter. The freshman's first free throw is up and good, and that puts Glidden Ralston on the board. First points on the ball game makes it 4-1 in favor of the Cougars here. 4:47 left in the first. Second free throw on the way. It is up and good as well. So it's a 4-2 lead now for Cam. They'll have the basketball as Hanson has it near the half-court line. Pass poked away by Squibb. Hanson able to track it down in the backcourt. Good defense there by Squibb to jump the passing lane. Wildcats have switched it up. They're in a zone defense. Now they started in a man-to-man. Hanson will dribble baseline, tries to dump it down low. Pass blocked away. Rebound pulled down by Subert. Subert's had three rebounds so far tonight. Pass ahead to Squibb, and we're going to get a foul on the floor before the shot. Wank threw it ahead to Squibb, who was running down the court. Squibb was fouled before she went up for the shot. So it'll stick with the Wildcats underneath their own basket. Shot clock recessed to 35. We've got two fouls on the Cougars so far here in the first quarter. Peters with the basketball near the top of the key. She'll dribble in near the free throw line. Her shot's going to be up no good. We're going to get a travel on the ground. It was for Cam. Kelsey Platt, who's checked into the game, pulled down the rebound, but good pressure there by Peters. Forced the travel, and the Wildcats will take back over. Inbounds pass goes to Wank, and Wank's shot's going to be up no good. It'll be last touch by the Wildcats. It'll go back over to Cam with 4:07 left here in the first. Hanson has it now for the Cougars. 4-2 here with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Platt, going to give it up to Stefan. They'll get it back to Platt now in the corner to Hanson. Hanson bounce pass down low. Shot going to be up no good. Rebound's going to fall around, and it'll be last touch by the Wildcats. It'll stick with the Cougars. Shot clock will reset to 35. Couple more substitutions on the court. Do you know that Cam's got a couple girls that aren't here tonight that normally play? Dealing with some illness, as a lot of teams are this time of the year. Rich's inbounds pass going to try to go down low to Hanson. We're going to get a foul on the Wildcats. Cassidy Wayne trying to guard Hanson on the block. It'll be on the floor, so the Cougars will keep the basketball. Shot clock will reset to 35 again. 4-2 is your score. With 3:44 left here in the quarter, it's going to go out of bounds. Rich tried to, throw it off the back of a Wildcat, but threw it too hard off the back of a Wildcat. Ended up going out of bounds. It'll stick with the Cougars. No time really goes off the clock. Rich will inbound to Wallert. They go down low to Hanson. Hanson near the free throw line. Her turnaround jumper is going to be up and good. So Ada Hanson averages 18 points per game with her first 2 points so far. Peters is three for the Wildcats on the top of the key is up and good. As a freshman, I think is one of the best shooters in the area. Chloe Peters with her first basket cuts the lead to 1 at 6-5 in favor of Cam. Ruth dumps it down low. Shot by Hanson is up and good again. Lead will grow to 3 at 8-5 in favor of the Cougars with 3:05 to go here in the first. Offenses for both teams starting to flash as Peters dribbles baseline, draws the double team, kicks it out to Subert. Subert will go to Wank. Wank off the glass will pick up the basket. Wildcats now down by 1-8-7, under 3 to play here in the first quarter. We're coming to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight here on 93.7 at KKRL. Wildcats get a hand on the basketball. I tried to get it to Rich on the block. It was poked away by Wank. It'll stick with the Cougars. Good crowd on hand tonight for this girls' game for both sides. Bleachers filled up. Cougars inbound the basketball. Hanson will get it to Waller. Waller picks up her dribble. Back to top of the key to Hanson. Wildcats still in a 2-3 zone defense. Shot clock down to 15. Three-pointer by Platt on the way. Rims in and out. Waller comes in for the offensive board. Put back. No good. Still loose. As Subert's able to save it, falling out of bounds in the hands of Wank. Wank coast to coast with a bounce pass down low to Peters, and Peters picks up the two-point basket. Wildcats with their first lead at 9-8 with 2:18 to go here in the first quarter. Hanson going to slow it down, gives it up to Platt. Platt dribbles left and picks up her dribble, guarded closely by Squibb. They'll go to Rich near the free throw line, shot up, no good. Hanson backside rebound, it's going to roll around. It'll be last touched by the Wildcats. Rin Renzi poked it loose. It was last touched by her, so it'll stick with Cam. Allison Snyder into the game for Glidden Ralston. Cougars inbound the basketball. Little cop, the key to Hanson. Hanson's three-point shot will roll in. Hanson so far has quickly came alive in the game. She's got 7 of the 10. Three-point shot by Subert on the other ends up. No good. Snyder comes in and gets an offensive rebound. Blows it down the low on the block to Wank. Back out to Subert. Three-point shot on the way. It's up short. No good. Another offensive rebound for Squibb. It's poked away. Peters on the shot. It's going to be up. Rims and out. No good. Another offensive board. Put back. No good. Another offensive rebound. And that putback's finally going to fall. About 4 or 5 offensive rebounds on that possession for the Wildcats. Will give them the lead back as Squibb gets her first 2 points of the night. 11-10, Wildcats lead it with 1:17 to go here in the first. Waller on the wing, they'll get it in the corner to Fullman. They go down low to Rich. Rich's turnaround jumper off the glass is going to be good. So far, Ruthie Rich and Ada Hanson have been the only two that have scored so far here for the Cougars. Renzi splits the defense and dribbles in. She'll kick it back out to Squibb, who now dribbles baseline. Her floater going to go off the side of the backboard. Renzi hustles for the rebound near the free throw line. Her shot's up no good. Wildcats fighting for the basketball, but it's going to go in the hands of Waller. Cam now in transition the other way. They've got it on a 3-on-2 break. Hanson going to keep it herself. Shot off the glass and a roll in. It's a 14-11 lead now in favor of the Cougars. About 4 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock. They go down low to Squibb. Squibb kicks it out to Renzi. Three-point shot on the way up and no good. It was going to go in off the hands. She had a nice-looking shot from the outside. Cougars the other way. They go down low, and we're going to get a basket by Fullman. That lead now to 5 as the Wildcats can hold up the last shot with 13 seconds to go. 16-11 in favor of the Camp Cougars. Cougars in a 2-3 zone defense. Peters to Squibb. Squibb will go to the near the free throw line to Snyder. She gets it back to Peters. We're going to get 3 seconds in the lane. The turnover will give it back over to Cam and Ida with 1:09 to go here in the third, in the first. Platt will inbound the basketball for the Cougars with 1:09 to go. Wildcats going to put some pressure on the basketball. Hanson will inbound, and she's not even going to attempt to take a shot. So it'll be 16-11 in favor of Cam as we go to the second quarter. We'll step away, take a break. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlprion.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on,
prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency. Your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Go to the second quarter here on 93.7 KKRL. Looks like Cabanita will have the basketball coming out of the quarter change. They lead it by 5 at 16-11. Hanson will give it up to Kinley. Kinley tries to go near the free throw line. Basketball loose on the floor. It's stolen away by Snyder. Wildcats in transition. Don't have the numbers. Peters with a hesitation move will now back it out. She'll go top of the key to Renzi. Renzi will dribble in near the free throw line, tries to slip the defense, and we're going to get a foul on the floor. It'll stick with the Wildcats, so foul will go on the Cougars. Got plenty of other basketball on the airwaves for you guys tonight across the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network. Catch Tom Hawkap on KCIM as he's got Kemper at home against Shenandoah. Nick Brinks over on a kick 106.7. Carroll boys in a big game tonight as they take on a Ballard. That girl's going to be a good one as well. That's over on kick 106.7. Renzi hands it off to Wenk. She'll dribble in near the free throw line. Wenk's floater's up. No good. A fight for the rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Wildcats, and it'll be Cam basketball. 16-11 in favor of the Cougars. 7:19 left here in the first half. We'll have your Mackey Motors Hatcher report coming up in just a little bit here on 93.7 at KKRL. Fullman goes down low to Hanson, trying to fight for position down low. Misses the shot. Basketball still loose. It's going to be last touched by the Wildcats. It'll stick with the Cougars as the basketball goes out of bounds. And Jenna Subert going to come back in the game. Chloe Peters will take a seat momentarily for the Wildcats. Fullman will inbound, looking for somewhere to go. Goes over the top of the defense to Hanson. They go back down low to Fullman. She'll dribble it out. They're going to get... I'm not sure what we got, but it was a turnover regardless on the Cougars. Not sure if they called 3 seconds in the lane or if she stepped on the baseline trying to dribble it. But Gildner also don't have the basketball. Squibb with it. Hands it off to Wank. Wank on the wing. Will dribble towards the top of the key. Hands it off to Renzi now. She tries to split the defense. Bounce pass over to Subert. Subert cross court to Wank. Near the free throw line to Snyder. Snyder back out to Subert. Subert to Wank. She'll kick it out to Squibb. Squibb doesn't need a whole lot of room to get her shot off. Free throw line to Snyder. Snyder will take the jumper. Shot going to be up no good. Backside rebound pulled down by Squibb. Shot going to be up no good. The Cougars will clear the rebound. First quarter, second quarter starts a lot like the first quarter. Neither team to score so far here about a minute and a half into the quarter. 16-11 in favor of the Cougars. Kinley hands it off. Going to go cross court back to Platt. Platt thought about the three. Will go in the corner to Fullman. Fullman's long two is up. No good. Squibb doing work on the offense on the glass. Picks up another rebound. So throw it ahead to Renzi. Renzi with the jump stop. Hands it off to Subert. Now to Squibb. Top of the key. Thought about the three. Defense moves with him. Squibb's shot up. No good. A rebound going to be pulled down by Fullman. And we're going to get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with the Wildcats. Good job by Allison Snyder to fight on the rebound. Gets a stolen possession. And Glidden Ralston will get the basketball back as the shot clock will reset to 34. Rich will check in as Kinley takes a seat. Squibb inbounds, top of the defense to Subert. They go to Wank near the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Hanson. 5:48 left here in the first half. 16-11 is your score. Cam on top of Glidden Ralston. Rich will have it for the Cougars. Bounce pass top of the key to Platt. Platt looking for somewhere to go. Picks up her dribble. Now hands it off to Steffen. Steffen will go in the corner to Hanson to Rich near the free throw line. And her jumper is going to be up and good. 18-11, the largest lead for Cam here in the game is at 7. 5:22 to go here in the first. Renzi hands it off to Wank. Wank trying to direct some traffic. Uses the screen set by Snyder. They'll hand it off to Subert. Subert back to Wank. Cross court to Squibb. Squibb to Subert. Subert near the top of the key will dribble near the free throw line. Take it in the corner now to Renzi as she dribbles baseline. Renzi trying to clear some space, and we're going to get a travel on Renzi. She tried to stop herself a little bit but was unable to do so. And the turnover will give it right back to the Cam Cougars. Up by 7 here, 18-11 with 5:03 to go in the first half. Squibb and Snyder will take a seat. We've got Kerrigan Wank as well as Chloe Peters into the game now for the Wildcats. Peters back into the game. He's got 5 points. Rich's three-point shot's going to be long. Renzi tries to track down the rebound, but it's going to go in the hands of Hansen, and she'll back out the offense. Hansen near the free throw line, going to lose a handle on it, but we're going to get a reach-in foul late. Call for the Wildcats. That'll be the first foul on Glidden Ralston here in the quarter. It'll be the first on Peters as well. Rich will inbound. They go into Hansen. Hansen's shot's left short, but she was fouled when she went up, so she'll get two free throws. Hansen will go to the line. Wildcats looking for their first point so far here in the second quarter. The offense came alive a little late for Glidden Ralston in that first quarter. Hansen to the line so far in the season, a 57% free throw shooter, and she'll miss the first one. 4:41 to go here in the second quarter. We got your Mackey Motors Hatch Report coming up in just a little bit. Camita leads it 18-11. Second free throw on the way. It's up no good as well, and rebound will be tracked down by Jenna Subert. Subert ahead to Peters. Peters will hand it back off to Subert. Subert near the free throw line, looking for somewhere to go. Dumps it down low to Renzi. Her baseline jumper in and out, no good. Hansen clears the rebound for Camita. Cougars slowing down. They'll get it in the three-point line. Shot on the way. It's up. No good. That was Platt on the three. It's going to go out of bounds. I see it was last touched by Glidden Ralston, so it'll stick with the Cougars. That's happened multiple times tonight where Glidden Ralston hasn't been able to get a clean hand on the rebound. It's gone out of bounds and stuck with the Camp Cougars. So just giving them extra possessions down there on their end. 4:20 to go here in the first half. The inbound pass tries to go to Platt. He's able to track it down, goes to Hansen to the free throw line, kicks it out, three-point shot on the way by Wallert, in and out, no good. As Wink will clear the rebound for the Wildcats, she'll throw it ahead to Cassidy Wink, ahead to Chloe Peters. Peters with the baseline jumper, it's going to be up and good. Glidden Ralston's first points here in the second quarter at the 4:02 mark. They trail by 5, 18-13. Platt looking for somewhere to go to Rich on the elbow. Pass poked away now in the hands of Subert. Subert has it ahead in transition. Her shot's going to be up, no good. And Kinley will pull down the rebound for the Cam Cougars. Hansen back out to Wallert. Wallert will give it up to Platt. Platt thought about the three. Now picks up her dribble. Looking for somewhere to go back in the corner. They go down low to Rich. Rich has it poked away. Good defense there by the Wildcats. Renzi now with it in transition. She'll use the spin move in the lane, and she's going to travel with the basketball. Just got going a little too fast. And the turnover will give it right back to the Cam Cougars. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor by Caminita. We'll step away. We'll take it with them. It's an 18-13 lead for Cam. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We're back in 30 seconds here on 93.7 KKRL.
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
In favor of the Cam Cougars here at 93.7 KKRL. 2:31 to go in the first half. It's girls basketball for you at 93.7 KKRL. Fulman gets it to Hansen. They'll kick it back out to Kinley. She'll dribble past the defender. Rich now with the basketball for the Cougars. Shot clock down to 15, but Peters still seals it away. Peters in transition goes strong to the basket. She was fouled when she went up, so she'll get two free throws. Chloe Peters has got 7 points so far here in the game for the Wildcats. He's got 7 of 13. Foul will go on a Platt. It'll be her second. The second foul on the Cougars here in the quarter is Peters will not down the first free throw. So far, Glidden Ralston is 3 for 3 from the line here in the first half. Peters will go back to the line. Second free throw on the way. It's up. No good. Kerrigan Wink tries to fight for the rebound, but it's going to go in the hands of Fulman. Steffen has it now for the Cougars. We'll give it up to Kinley. Kinley looking for somewhere to go. Tries to dribble into the paint, but is going to back it out. Fulman cross court to Steffen. She's going to have her pass stolen away by Wink. They throw it ahead to Chloe Peters. She'll back it down as it was a 1-on-4 break, not in favor of the Wildcats. Super top of the key. Three's on the way. It's up and good. Jenna Suter with her first basket from the floor. That's the second three for the Wildcats here in the quarter. And Glidden Ralston, who was down 18-11, now trails by one at 18-17. And we've got a foul on the floor with 2:26 to go here in the second. We're going to get a push on the Wildcats. It'll go on Subert, her first. It'll be the third on Glidden Ralston here in the quarter. Cougars will inbound underneath their own basket. 35 seconds on the shot clock. They inbound. Try to go down a little rich. She'll draw a double team shot. Going to be up left short. Wank will pull down the rebound. Tries to throw it down low to Subert, but the pass is stolen away by Fullman. 3-point shot by Kinley on the way. It's up, no good. And Cassidy Wank will clear down the rebound here for the Wildcats. Dumps it down low to Kerrigan. Wank pass poked away. They're going to say it was last touched by Glidden Ralston. Turnover on the other end. We'll give it right back to Caminita as they lead by one, 18-17 with 2:02 to go here in the second quarter. Steffen to Kinley. They'll get it back out to Platt. 3-point shot on the way. It's up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Hansen. Hansen has it. She'll try to slip the defense, go past the defender. We're going to get a shot. If she went up, she's going to get a foul if she went up for the shot. So it'll be two free throws coming for Ada Hansen. Hansen will go to the line. She's 0-for-2 from the free throw line so far here in the quarter. Cam's only scored 2 points here in the quarter so far. Free throw on the way. It's up, no good. She left that one short. Subert will take a seat, picked up her second foul. So Allison Snyder into the game now for Subert. Hansen will go back to the line again. Free throw on the way. It's going to be up, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Cassidy Wank. Wank with it for the Wildcats. Gets it up to Peters. Peters looking for somewhere to go. Goes in the corner to Squibb. Squibb will dribble baseline. Now picks up her dribble. Dumps it down low to Peters. Peters will back it out in the corner to Squibb. 3-point shot on the way. Going to be a little long. Rebound was pulled down, but Allison Snyder, good defense to get the basketball away. But they're going to say she went over the top of Waller. And that'll be a foul on Snyder. That'll be the fifth foul on the Wildcats. So that'll send on the other end for Cam. That'll send Waller to the free throw line. So Daphne Waller will go to the line. So far on the season is a 22% free throw shooter. Cam Bonita 0-for-4 from the free throw line here in this quarter. Free throw on the way. It is up, no good. 1:30 to go here in the second as Bryn Renzi will check in, taking a seat for the Wildcats, who's given some good minutes so far, the freshman Kerrigan Wank. Free throw on the way from Daphne. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Wank. They'll throw it ahead to Peters. Peters a backdoor pass to Squibb. Squibb has her shot partially altered by Rich, who came away with the basketball. Throws it ahead to Hansen. Hansen now in the fast break. Shot off the backboard. No good. Offensive rebound, though, pulled down by Hansen. Still a one-point lead for Cam at 18-17. 1:09 to go here in the second quarter. Rich dumps it down low to Hansen. Hansen with a double team goes off the glass. Shot no good. Basketball throws around. It's going to go all the way on the other end. And we're going to get an over and back call on the Cam Cougars. Wildcats take over the basketball. They'll have it on their half of the court. Shot clock resets to 35 as we go under 1 minute to play here in the first half. Peters has it. She's dribbling right, going to hand it off to Wank. Cassidy Wank with it, dumps it down low to Snyder, tries to kick it back out to Peters. It'll be last touch by Fullman, who knocked it out of bounds. So the basketball will stick with Glidden Ralston. They'll reset it. 26 seconds now on the shot clock. Game clock says 47. Peters inbounds to Renzi. Bounce pass over to Snyder. Snyder will get it back out to Renzi. Thought about the three. Now dribbles past her defender. Her pull-up jumper is going to be up, no good. Squibb, offensive rebound. Back out to Wank. Jumper is going to be up and good. Wildcats take the lead back at 19-18. Their first lead since it was 11-10 in the first quarter. Fullman going to hold the basketball here, potentially for the last shot with 22 seconds to go. And she'll hand it off now. Rich has it stolen away. Cassidy Wank jumps the passing lane. Layup is going to be up, no good. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll stick with the Wildcats. Last touch by Rich. So Glidden Ralston comes away with the steal, misses the layup, but gets the basketball back. And they'll get it for the last 12.2 to go here in the second quarter. Peters inbounds pass goes to Snyder. Snyder will hand it off to Chloe Peters down to 8, now 7. Peters Swings it out to Renzi. Shot clock down to 5. Now to 4. Back out to Renzi. 3-point shot on the way. It's up. No good. And that's going to be the last shot of the quarter. Glidden Rawson going to take a 19-18 lead going to the halftime. We'll step away, take a break. We're back with your Mackey Motors Hatcher Report coming up on 93.7 KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance. Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and Agco. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication, on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
It is a 1-point lead for the Wildcats here at the half, 19-18. Here's your Mackey Motors halftime report. Halftime show brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Glidden Ralston started slow offensively in both quarters, so they're coming out here in the second quarter. In the second half, they have got to get off to a better start offensively, but the back half, the quarters, have been all Wildcats so far in both the first and the second. Glidden Ralston leads at 19-18 here at the quarter. We'll run you through the scoring real quick here. For Glidden Ralston, Cassidy Wank had 4 points. It was Olivia Squibb with 2, Jenna Subert with 5, and Chloe Peters with 8. For Caminita, they were led by Ruthie Rich. She had 8. Also, Ada Hansen had 9, and then Courtney Fullman with 2. So Glidden Ralston has done a really nice job defensively limiting the basketball, making other girls shoot it. But Ruthie Rich so far and Ada Hansen have been the main two girls for Cam in that first half. And Ada Hansen comes in averaging 18 points per game, so at like half of her average already in that first half. So you got to find an answer for her. A lot of her work came in the first quarter. All 9 of her points came in that first quarter, and then Cam just went cold from the free throw line. Had chances to score in the second quarter, but was 0-for-6 from the free throw line in that second quarter. So that really hurt the Cougars in that first half as well. Glidden Ralston on the other side was 3-for-4 from the free throw line, so knocked down their opportunities when they were able to get there. And Cam has yet to make a free throw so far tonight. Glidden Ralston leads it 19-18 at the half. Wildcats picked up the defensive intensity in that second quarter, I thought, really gotten a nice job of switching when defenders beat their zone and everything like that. I also thought that did a nice job of rebounding the basketball in the second quarter. A lot of Cam's points in that first quarter came off second chance points, or where Glidden Ralston wasn't able to track down the rebound or go out of bounds. Cam was able to get second chance points that way. So I thought that Glidden Ralston in the second quarter did a nice job of getting a hand on the basketball, also coming away with steals. They tightened up the zone defense a little bit and put more pressure on the ball handlers for Cam, and did a nice job coming away with some steals in that first half, as well as they lead it by one, 19-18 here at the half. Glidden Ralston came out. It was Cam early. Cam jumped out 4-0. Glidden able to come back 4-2. Cam extended that lead. Glidden Ralston didn't get their first lead until it was 11-10, and then Cam took it back, led 16-11 at the end of the first quarter. Glidden Ralston was able to come back and outscore Cam 8-2 in the second quarter on a good defensive effort as they take an early lead at 19-18 here at the half. We'll step away, take a break. We got second half on the way next here on 93.7 KKRL.
Friday Night Lights, Small Town Pride, and the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Carl Freund in Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlfreund.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors. Proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Is the 19-18 lead for the Wildcats here at the half for your Mackey Motors Halftime Report. Halftime Report brought to you by Mackey Motors in Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark Levexon Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and MackeyMotors.com. Sorry if it's a little hard to hear me right now. I got the band playing, the high school band playing right to my right, so I'm sitting right next to the band tonight here on the stage at Glidden. Glidden also leads at 19-18 at the half. Chloe Peters with 8 of the 19 at the half for the Wildcats. Also chipping in 5 with Jenna Super. Both of them have hit a 3 so far here in that first half. They're the two best shooters on this team. I expect the offense to flow through those two coming into this second half, and Peters, it doesn't take her very much. She can score at all three levels of the game, from the three-point line, the mid-range, and in the paint as well. Knocked down a couple of free throws in that first half as well. So she can score at any level, at really any level on the floor that you need a girl to score at. So I imagine the basketball going to flow through her with how tight this first half has been. As we get set for the second half here on 93.7 KQRL, both teams ran a 2-3 zone in the first half. I expect that to continue until somebody might get hot from the three-point line, but neither team really got hot from the three-point line. Glidden Ralston hit one in the first and then one in the second. Cam had one in the first quarter. So it looks like Cam will start with the basketball to start the third quarter here on 93.70 KQRL. Just wrapped up your Mackey Motors post-halftime report here on your Ultimate Music Radio, 93.7 KQRL. Hanson has it top of the key for the Cougars. Wildcats, again, as I mentioned, going to be in that 2-3 zone defense. Rich backdoor pass to Hanson, catches it on the block, and she's going to pick up 2 points. So a good start offensively as the Cougars will take the lead back at 20-19. Hanson now into double figures with 11. She leads all scorers here in the game. Squibb will take a three. She's going to leave it a little long. Tried to shake and chase down the rebound is Chloe Peters, and she's going to track it down. Peters will swing it out to Squibb, now to Renzi in the corner. Renzi will dribble right now to the wing, picks up her dribble, bounce pass over to Peters. Peters near the free throw line, steps through the defense, tries to find somewhere to go, but it's going to be a turnover on to Peters as she was double-teamed the minute she caught it near the free throw line. I mentioned in the halftime that Glidden Ralston offensively in the first and the second quarter took them about halfway through to even see their first points. So they've got to get off to a better start offensively here in the third. Fulman will take a three. It's going to be up off the backboard and good. And Cam is on a 5-0 run to start the third quarter. That's their second three here in the game. And it's a 23-19 lead now for the Cougars a minute into the game. Renzi will dribble baseline, kicks it out to Squibb. Her baseline jumper is going to be left short. Offensive rebound by Wink. She'll go off the glass. Shot no good. Subert with an offensive rebound, and her putback is going to be good. And that's one thing. Glidden Ralston did a really good job of offensive rebounds in that first half. So I'd like to see it there. As Jenna Suber picks up her second basket from the floor. She's got 7 points. Rich thought about the three, lets the defense come out, now fakes the shot. She'll dribble in, and is fouled on the way up to the basket. So two free throws coming for the junior, Ruthie Rich. It's 23-21 in favor of the Cougars. Cam on a 5-2 run here to start the third quarter as Rich will go to the free throw line. Free throw on the way. It is going to be up and good. That is the first free throw from Cam that they have made so far here in this game. They're now 1-for-7 from the line. Rich back to the line. Free throw on the way. It rims in and out. Rebound going to be pulled down by Renzi. They're going to say it was last touched because it was poked off of Fulman when Renzi grabbed the rebound. So it'll stick with the Wildcats. Subert crosses the timeline with it now for Glidden Ralston as they work a half-court set. Renzi bounce pass to Peters in the far side corner. They go top of the key to Subert. Thought about the three. Now dribbles past the defense. Her floater is going to be up no good. Renzi offensive rebound. Her putback is going to be fouled on the way up. So Renzi will go to the chances line. And one thing I really like about this Glidden Ralston team, they've got one senior out there, three freshmen and a sophomore. So this is a really young team, and they're sitting right now 11-8 in conference play. Knocked off the number 13 team, Coon Rapids, last week and have won three of their last four matchups. As Renzi knocks down the free throw, so this Glidden team is going to be nothing but good the next couple of years. Let these girls grow, get through the freshman pains, and they're going to be a really good basketball team for years to come. Renzi will go 1-for-2 from the free throw line. It's a 2-point lead for the Cougars at 24-22. Hanson near the top of the key, gives it up to Rich. Wildcats. Looks like they switched up to a man-to-man defense. Now they're going to go back into a zone. Steffen to Wallard. Wallard on the wing will take the three-point shot. I think it was partially blocked by Subert, so Hanson will track down the loose ball. He'll stick with Cam. Shot clock down to 10, now 9. They go down low to Rich. Rich has it with 7. Kicks it to Hanson for the 3. She's going to dribble now baseline. Shot clock down to 4. Hanson shot up no good. Gets her own miss. Put back going to be up no good. And Cassie Wink will clear the rebound. Wildcats will run in transition. Subert throws it ahead to Peters. Peters will go off the glass, leaves it short. Offensive rebound, though, in the hands of Subert. She'll get it to Squibb. Squibb back out to Subert. 3 on the way. It's up, no good. Offensive rebound for Subert. Subert going to go up for the shot, and she'll be fouled. So she'll go to the line for a chance of a couple free throws. She is 2-for-2 from the line so far tonight. 5:28 to go here in the third. Ballard leads Carroll at the half, 26-7. That's the girls' basketball over on Kick 106.7. Subert knocks down the first free throw. She's now 3-for-3 from the line tonight, and that's the area. Vinnie Ross has done a really nice job tonight, is at the free throw line. They've only missed two so far tonight. Subert will go back to the line, and she'll knock it down. She is 4-for-4 from the line tonight. We are tied at 24. Hanson to Platt. Platt is going to have it poked away by Subert. Basketball loose on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball. Possession error will give it to Glidden Ralston. Stolen possession there by the Wildcats and good defense there by Subert. Subert has impacted this game in a lot of ways tonight. She's knocked down a three, gotten to the free throw line, done a nice job on dribble drives. Rebounded the basketball really well, and now picks up a jump ball there on the defensive end. Renzi in the corner, bounce pass to Peters, will swing it up to Subert, who's going to take the three. It's going to be up off the back iron. It'll bounce out of bounds. Excuse me, I thought it was going to go out of bounds. It went almost over the backboard. But the offensive rebound will be in the hands of the Wildcats. You're going to say it will stick with Glidden Rawls as the basketball rolled out of bounds. I guess the basketball didn't fully go over the back of the backboard. It went off the top of it. Shot clock will be at 30. Peters inbounds to Renzi to Subert. Subert will dribble in on the defense, has her shot blocked away. Rebound going to be pulled down by Fullman. They'll throw it ahead to Hanson. Hanson bounce pass down low. Shot no good by Kinley. Hanson offensive rebound put back is going to be up and good. Ada Hanson just stronger than most of the girls out on the court right now. She's into double figures. She's got 13 here on the night. Renzi ahead to Subert. Subert bounce pass to Squibb in the corner. Back out to Subert. They go top of the key to Peters, who's open for three. Shot on the way. It's going to be up. No good. Cam pulls down the rebound. They'll throw it ahead to Fullman. Now to Hanson. Hanson on the fast break herself. Goes off the glass. She'll get her own miss. Put back. Going to be up and good. And we might need a timeout by the Wildcats here pretty soon, as Ada Hanson has got her fingerprints all over the ball game right now. It's back to a four-point lead here for the Cougars. Wildcats need to slow it down a little bit, and we're going to get a carry by Peters. Turnover gives it right back to the Cougars at 28-24, 4:04 to go here in the third. We're going to get a timeout on the floor. Mentioned that timeout might be coming here by Glidden Ralston. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll step away, take it with them. We're back in 1 minute here on 93.7 KKRL.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm deserves.
For details, contact Nicole Unken at Nicole Unken Agency. Call 712-792-1262.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
It is a 4-point lead for the Cougars coming out of the timeout as they have the basketball. 28-24 as we go under four to play here in the fourth. Kinley will hand it up to Rich. Rich, top of the key, swings it back out to Platt. Thought about the three. She'll now dribble in. Shot going to be no good. Hanson, another offensive rebound in her putback, and she's going to be fouled on the shot. Hanson will go back to the line. Good thing for the Wildcats, though. She is 0-for-4 from the free throw line so far here in the game. Hanson's free throw attempt is on the way. It is up, no good. She is frustrated with herself from the free throw line. She is now 0-for-5 here in the game. Hanson back to the line. Currently a 4-point lead for the Cougars. Free throw on the way. It's up, no good again. Rebound is going to be pulled down by Jenna Subert. She'll quickly run the other way for the Wildcats. Subert near the free throw line, dumps it down low to Peters with good position on the block, where you get a blocking foul down low on Rich. It'll be the third foul on the Cougars here in the quarter. It was a good job by Chloe Peters to find the open space on the court. She drew the foul, and it'll be Rich's third. Wildcats will inbound the basketball underneath their own basket. Squibb with it. Throws it up atop to Subert. Subert near the free throw line, kicks in the corner now to to Peters. Peters on the wing in the corner to Renzi. Three-point shot on the way. It's going to be left short. Offensive rebound by Squibb, and she'll put it up for two. Glidden Ralston has eight on the offensive glass so far tonight. 28-26. Wildcats trail it by two so far here in the third. Subert going to jump the passing lane. She'll come away with the steal. Throws it ahead to Snyder, who's checked in the game. Snyder ahead to Peters. Peters on the wing. She'll try to swing it cross court to Renzi, who dribbles baseline. Good pass in the corner to Peters. And we're going to get a foul. Or they're going to say Renzi stepped out of bounds. So it'll Renzi stepped out of bounds driving baseline, so it'll be a turnover. It'll go right back over to the Cougars. Good offensive set. They had Peters open in the corner for the three if they could have got it to her. Rich will bounce it down low to Hansen. Hansen draws the double team back out to Rich. Three-point shot on the way up strong, no good. We're going to get a fight for the rebound, and we've got a jump ball. It'll stick with the Cougars. Cassie Wank into the game. Jenna Subert will take a seat for the Wildcats. Rich to inbound for the Cougars. 2:49 to go here in the third. She'll throw it ahead, and it's going to go out of bounds. Tried to get it to Hansen, but Hansen unable to track it down, so the turnover will give it right back over to the Wildcats. Fullman will come back into the game for the Cam Cougars. Glidden Ralston comes in 11-8 tonight, looking to extend their wins. Add on to another one, potentially. They currently trail it by two at 28-26. Wank near the free throw line out to Subert, out to Squibb. Three-point shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Fullman, by Hansen. Hansen the other way, bounce pass down low to Rich. Rich will go off the glass, shot no good. Cassidy Wank clears the rebound now for the Wildcats. She throws it ahead to Renzi. Wildcats ahead of the pack. Renzi with a jump stop in the lane, and shot's going to be good. Renzi's got 3 points, all three coming in the quarter, and we are tied at 28 here on 93.7 KKRL. The pass going to go out of bounds. Glatz pass went a little too far for Wallert. Another turnover will give it right back over to the Wildcats. Peters, top of the key, has the basketball. The freshman will swing it out to Cassidy Wank. Wank now to Peters. Peters splits the defense. Bounce pass down low to Renzi. She'll feed it down low to Squibb. Squibb tries to go for the shot but loses the basketball. She has it stripped away. Cougars the other way in transition. Hansen now with it. We double-teamed by Renzi and Peters, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor by Caminita. We are knotted at 28, under 2 to play. A minute 54 left in the third. It's a full timeout. We'll step away, take it with them. We're back in 1 minute on 93.7 KKRL.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
NAPA is your trusted source for automotive parts, accessories, and know-how for your car, truck, SUV, and farm equipment. We offer a complete performance machine shop, extensive tool and equipment department, and hydraulic hoses while you wait. So whether it's a replacement part for your daily driver, or you're in just in need for a professional machine shop, you can trust your locally owned and operated NAPA store. Make it a point to stop in and see the pros. Napa Highway 30 West in Carroll. Napa, we are so much more than a parts store.
We are tied at 28 coming out of the timeout. Shot clock at 28, under 2 to play here in the third, as Cam will have the basketball. Hansen crosses the timeline with it, now has it top of the key. Wildcats into a zone defense. We'll give it up to Steph, and they go down low to Hansen, kicks it out to Waller. Her three-point shot on the way, and it'll rattle in. A big three there by the Cougars as Waller gets her first basket, and that lead will go to 31-28 with a minute 34 to go in the third quarter. Peters dribbles past the defense. Subert dribbled past the defense. We're going to get a jump ball call. A nice job of Jenna Subert to tie up Hansen after the missed shot. It'll stick with the Wildcats. Shot clock will reset to 35. Renzi to inbound now for Glidden Ralston. Over the top of the defense to Subert. Subert will swing it out to Peters. Peters back to Subert. Cam still in a 2-3 zone defense. Peters thought about the three, tries to dribble in. Gets it back to Subert. Three-point shot can be left a little short. Rebound will go in the hands of Fullman. 31-28 in favor of the Cougars. A minute 10 to go here in the third. Hanson, top of the key, going to give it up to Kinley. Kinley looking for somewhere to go, guarded by Wank. Back to Platt. Platt, top of the key, guarded by Peters. Wildcats have gone into a man-to-man defense. Under a minute to play. Waller going to take another three, and she'll knock it down. Makes it 34-28 on the season. Waller came in as a 30% free three-point shooter. Wildcats the other way. Shot going to roll around the rim. It's no good. Hanson will pull down the rebound. About a tenth of a second separating the shot clock and the game clock. Hanson's shot off the glass. Offensive rebound put back. Going to be no good. Subert will pull down the rebound. Wildcats can hold for the last shot, but they're running out ahead of the pack in transition. Renzi with it. Kicks it out to Subert. Subert now near the free throw line. She's going to go high off the glass, and the shot is going to be no good, but an offensive rebound is going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Cam. It'll stick with the Glidden-Ralston with 12.8 to go here in the third. Cougars have come out and knocked down three threes here in the third as their offense has come alive. They are up 34-28 over Glidden-Ralston. Inbounds pass goes to Subert. Game clock down to 12. Wank down low to Snyder. Snyder looking for somewhere to go. Kicks it back out to Wank. Wank will take the jumper and she'll knock it down. It's going to be a 34-30 lead for the Cougars as we go to the fourth quarter. You don't want to miss it. We've had a back-and-forth game so far. We'll be back in 1 minute on 93.7 KKRL.
Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Folks, if you're a numbers and a pattern type person, this quarter should favor the Wildcats. Cam outscored Glidden-Ralston 16-11 in the first quarter. Glidden-Ralston outscored Cam 8-2 in the second quarter. Well, Cam came out in the third quarter and outscored Glidden-Ralston 16-11. So if you're a pattern and a numbers person, this quarter should favor the Wildcats as they trail by four. Cam will have the basketball to coming out of the quarter. Change 34-30 in favor of the Cougars. Pass going to go out of bounds. It was poked away from Renzi. It'll stick with the Cougars as they will inbound underneath their own basket. Fullman to inbound, 34-30 in favor of Cam. They'll get it into Platt. Platt to Rich near the top of the key. Has it poked away by Squibb. She'll throw it ahead to Peters. Peters able to track it down. She'll go up for the shot, and she was fouled on her way up. So it'll be two fouls coming for Chloe Peters. Peters to the line. Free throw on the way. It is up and good. She's got 9 points now here in the game. Her and Jenna Subert tied for a team nine. Free throw on the way up again as Peters will go into double figures with 10. 34-32, and we're going to get a foul on the Wildcats as they came out in a press here in the fourth quarter. Cam with the basketball. They get it up to Hanson. Hanson top of the key with it. Will dribble left, looking for somebody to go. Dumps it down a little. Waller, who's hit a couple of the threes. Fullman's three-point shot. High arcing, going to be up, no good. Squibb with the rebound. We're going to get a foul down low on Cam Anita. Squibb was trying to clear out some space, and she got tripped. It'll stick with the Wildcats. Foul will go on Platt, her third. It's going to be the first, or maybe the second in the quarter on the Cougars. Peters gives it up to Squibb. They go down low to Renzi. Renzi looking for somewhere to go. Throws it over the top of the defense to Peters. Down the corner to Subert. Subert cross court to Renzi. She'll dribble past Fullman. Gives it up to Squibb. Squibb over the top of the defense again to Subert. She has to try to track it down. It's going to be stolen away by Platt. She'll back it out. A nice play there by the Cougars. Three-point shot on the way by Wallard, and it's going to be up and good. 37-32, under 7 to play here in the fourth. Cam has hit four threes, in the second half, and three of them have come from Wallard. Peter is near the free throw line. Her shot's going to be blocked away by Rich. She'll grab the rebound. Hanson now with it for the Cougars. Throws it in the corner to Fullman. Her three-point shot on the way. It's going to be up no good. Backside rebound by Wallard, and she'll put it up again and pick up two more points. 39-32 in a favor of the Cougars. Wildcats need to go on a run. Down eight. Subert's three on the way. It's up and good, and that might be the start they needed. 39-35 now in a favor of the Cougars. Culver's player of the game coming up in your postgame show. We'll also talk with a couple players from Glidden Ralston coming up in the postgame show as well. Subert jumps the passing lane. She's ahead in transition and picks up two more points. A 5-0 run by Subert herself. We'll take the lead now back down to two at 39-37 in a favor of the Cam Cougars. Waller, top of the key with it. Pass is poked away and stolen by Peters. Peters with it, picks up her dribble, going to hand it off to Subert now. Wildcats working in a half-court set. Peters with the basketball, has it on the wing. She'll take the three, shot on the way, left short. Basketball loose, it's going to go in the hands of Wallard. Cougars will have it coming the other way in transition. Hanson will back it out. Cam didn't have the numbers. Fullman dribbles baseline. She went up for the shot. She's fouled. She'll go to the line for a pair of free throws. Wildcats currently trail it by 2, 39-37. Cam is 1 from 8 from the free throw line tonight, and Fullman will go to the line for 2. Free throw on the way. It is going to be up and good. Lead will grow back to 3 at 40-37. Snyder into the game. Renzi will take a seat. I'm going to go back to the line for the Cougars. She knocked down one moments ago. Second free throw is on the way. It's going to be up and no good. Wank will pull down the rebound and hands it off to Subert. She throws it ahead to Squibb. Squibb will back it out to Subert. Subert on the top of the key, cross court to Wank. Wank will dribble in on Fullman. Tries to bounce it down low to Squibb. Basketball still loose. Wank goes up for the shot, and she'll pick up 2 points. Wildcats trail it now by 1 at 40-39 as we go under 5 to play in the fourth. Hanson has it, top of the key. Squibb comes out to defender. Hanson tries to go to the basket, but it's stripped away by Wink. Wildcats ahead in transition. Pass poked away. It's going to be stolen away by the Cougars. Hanson now with it near the free throw line. Kicks it in the corner to Rich. Rich fakes the three. She'll now dribble in. She goes off the glass. Shot no good. Fullman tries to save it. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by her. And it'll be Glidden-Ralston basketball. They trail it by 1 with 4:32 to go here in the fourth. Kinley will check in for the Cougars. Fullman will take a seat. Forty to 39 now in favor of the Cougars. Peters has it. So Cam extends out their defense. Subert, a deep three. It's on the way up. No good. Rebound going to be pulled down by Platt. It's probably not the shot that Glidden Ralston wanted, but luckily it's going to go off the leg of a Cam player. Platt had a dribble off her knee, and it kicked cross-court all the way out of bounds. Kinley tried to save it as she dove on the floor. It's going to go out of bounds off the Cougars, so the Wildcats catch a break, and they'll get the basketball right back. Peters has it, dribbles in on the defense, and she's going to be fouled on the way up for the shot. So Chloe Peters with a chance to give the Wildcats the lead back. That'll be the fourth foul on Rich. Rich has been one of the main scorers for the Cougars tonight here in the ballgame. Free throw from Peters is going to be up and good. We are tied at 40. 4:05 to go here in the fourth. This Peters will step back to the line. Both teams' offenses have been on full display here in the second half. Peters misses the free throw. Offensive rebound by Cassidy Wake. She goes up for the shot. She was fouled, so she'll go to the line for a couple of free throws. Wank with a couple of free throws. Free throw on the way. It's going to be high, and it's going to be no good. Wank will step back to the line. Free throw on the way, and she'll knock it down. Gooden Ralston will take the lead back at 41-40. Under four to play. We're at the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Wildcats lead it by one, 41-40. Steffen hands it off to Rich. Rich has to be careful. She's got four fouls. She drives in, and she's going to be fouled and hits the floor hard. She's going to be helped up off the floor. 41-40 in favor of Glidden Ralston. Allison Snyder and Cassidy Wayne tried to help Rich up off the court. She swatted their hands away. I think the official's talking to her a little bit after the play. She'll go to the line for a couple of free throws. Free throw going to be up, no good. 3:46 left here in the fourth. Rich will go to the line. Fullman will check in, and Kinley takes a seat. Culver's player of the game going to be announced in your postgame show coming up as Rich will go 0-for-2 from the line. Wank pulls down the rebound, throws it ahead to Subert. Subert tries to dump it down low to Peters, but the pass is stolen away by Hansen. Basketball loose again, it poked away. Squibb goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked away by Rich. It'll stick with the Wildcats. 34 seconds on the clock, and this game seems like the intensity is picking up a little bit. Squibb inbounds to Wank. Wank top of the key to Peters. Thought about the three. She'll dribble in near the free throw line. Shot going to be up, no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by the Cougars, and it'll stick with the Wildcats. Shot clock will stay at 29. 3:29 to go here in the fourth. Squibb inbounds pass goes to Subert. Deep three on the way. It's up, no good. Rebound track down by Waller. She'll throw it ahead to Fullman. Fullman's going to lose a handle on it. Basketball loose on the floor in the hands of Subert. They'll throw it ahead to Squibb. Squibb bounce pass down low to Peters, and she gets the layup. 43-40. Wildcats are on a 13-6 run here in the fourth quarter. Steffen dribbles in, splits the defense, kicks it out to Rich. Rich in the corners. Gets it back to Fullman. Fullman will dribble in near the free throw line. Splits the defense. Shot going to be up no good. Hansen offensive board put back. Going to be up no good as well. Another offensive rebound. Has it blocked away. Fight for the basketball. And we're going to get it out of bounds off of Glidden Ralston. And it'll stick with Cam. This game is starting to pick up the physicality a little bit here the last couple of minutes. As it is tight. 43-40 in favor of the Wildcats. 2:47 to go here in the fourth. Fullman inbounds the basketball. She's looking for somewhere to go. Bounces it into Wallert. She's double-teamed in the corner. Pass poked away in the hands of Squibb, and Squibb's going to travel with it. So the turnover will give it right back to the Cougars. Squibb grabbed it and didn't expect the defender to be there and traveled with the basketball. Cougars to inbound underneath their own basket. Fullman gets it into Wallert. Wallert top of the key to Rich. Rich will swing it back out to Fullman. Three-point shot on the way. It's going to be a high one, and she knocks it down. We've got a timeout on the floor by Cam. We are tied at 43, 2:33 to go here in the fourth. We'll step away, take a break. We'll be back with more fourth quarter coming up in 1 minute on 93.7 KKRL.
When life gets busy and schedules start shifting, figuring out meals can get a little tricky. Pizza Ranch is here to make it easy. Stop in for their buffet and enjoy all your Pizza Ranch favorites. Prefer to stay in? Check out their new carryout and delivery deals. An 8-piece chicken box for $16 or a large pizza with 16 boneless wings for just $25. Call today or order any of these offers online at PizzaRanch.com. Pizza Ranch just off Highway 30 in Carroll.
Whoa, that's good. For over 50 years, Pringer Slumberland has been your trusted destination for all things furniture and flooring. Hi, it's Matt Pringer, third generation in our family-owned business. We understand the importance of creating spaces where memories are made and cherished. Our commitment to quality craftsmanship, personalized service, and unbeatable value has made us a staple in the community. Pringer Slumberland is more than just a furniture store. We're part of your community. And when you shop with us, you're not just furnishing your home, you're investing in the livelihood of your neighbors. Pringer Slumberland, Highway 30 West in Carroll.
Here on 93.7 KQRL, Casey Miners within the Gatorade broadcast booth tonight. Glidden Ralston has the basketball coming out of the timeout. 2:30 left here in the fourth. Peters has it top of the key, hands it off to Squibb. She'll dribble right with it. Now hands it off to Renzi. Renzi will dribble towards the top of the key, looking for somewhere to go. Gives it back up to Peters. 20 seconds on the shot clock now for the Wildcats. Renzi thought about stepping into the three. She'll kick in the corner to Subert. Subert's three rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Kinley of Cam. Wildcats going to extend the defense out a little bit. Hanson has it for the Cougars. 2 minutes to play here in the fourth. They are knotted up at 43. Wallard has it on the wing, guarded by Renzi. They go down low to Platt. Platt's shot's going to be up and good. Count the basket. And one opportunity coming for Platt. Cam will take the lead back at 45-43 with a minute 55 to go here in the fourth. Boys game will come up next here at 93.7 AK. I'll also talk with a couple of Glidden Ralston players coming up in your postgame show as well. Platt's free throw is on the way. We are going to get a lane violation on Fullman of Cam. That could be a costly move as the Cougars lead by two with a minute 55 to go here in the fourth. Under two to play. Squibb has it. She'll hand it off to Peters. Peters has been a go-to girl here so far in the second half. Renzi with it now on the wing. Pass stolen away by Platt. Back-to-back big plays for the freshman. She'll back it out. Picks up her dribble on the corner. They bounce it down low to Hanson. Hanson shot goes off the backboard. Cougar fans wanted a foul. Rebound pulled down by Wink. She'll throw it ahead to Renzi. Stops near the free throw line. Peters will back it out. Hands it off to Squibb. Squibb back to Peters. Peters dribbles past Wallard. Her floater going to be up no good. Rebound pulled down by Kinley. Cam leads it 45-43, a minute 16 left here in the fourth. Hanson has the basketball now for the Cougars. She'll back out a little bit. Cam working in a half-court set. 20 seconds on the shot clock for Cam Anita. Kinley looking for somewhere to go, guarded by, and we're going to get a timeout. She was guarded by Squibb. We're going to get a timeout by Cam here. Cam's coach not very happy with the official right now. 45-43. I don't know what he's quite calling for, but it's going to be a 30-second timeout by the Cougars. We'll step away, take it with them. We're back in 30 seconds here on 93.7 KKRL.
The team here in Landis and Ralston knows the value of teamwork, hard work, and dedication on the field and in the field. That's why we're proud to back the Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Good luck, players. Go Wildcats. For the latest grain bids, market updates, or to get paid top dollar for your quality soybeans, call Landis Ralston at 712-667-3200. That's 667-3200. Landis, growing together with our community.
They inbound it to Fullman. Her three-point shot's up no good as Peters will get down, track down the rebound for the Wildcats. Chloe Peters ahead to Subert. Subert gets it to Wank. Wank drives in, and her shot's going to be up no good. Rebound cleared by Fullman of the Cam Anita. Wildcats don't have to foul. The clock's down to 35 and 30 seconds on the shot clock. It's about 5 seconds separating the shot clock and the game clock right now. We're going to get a foul on Subert. Glidden Ralston didn't have to foul there, down by two. They could have forced a shot by Cam, but they're going to foul and send Hanson to the line, which I completely get. Hanson 0 for 8 from the free throw line tonight. Free throw on the way, and she's going to knock down her first one, a big free throw. And the senior steps up. Makes it a three-point lead. This one can take it to a two-possession game with 29.4 to go. Second free throw on the way, and she knocks down both of them. Wildcats need a quick basket. Peters with it, looking for somewhere to go. They've got to score quickly. Subert goes down low to Wank. Back out to Subert. Subert near the free throw line, drives in on the defense. Her shot's going to be up and good. We're going to get a quick timeout on the floor by Coach Yelly and the Wildcats. Still question Glidden-Ralston fouling there, but I understand it with Hansen, who missed a couple of free throws and missed her first seven or eight free throws here in the ball game, but knocks down two big ones. The senior stepped up in the clutch moment and puts Cam up by two momentarily with 47-45. Now it forces Glidden-Ralston to come out and half the foul coming out of the timeout, where regardless if you play on that possession, Glidden-Ralston could potentially get the basketball back down two, and now all of a sudden you're tied at 45. But they decided to foul and send Hansen to the free throw line. Makes it 47-45 as we step away. Take a break. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on a KKRL.
Friday Night Lights. Small town pride. And the power you can count on. Just like your hometown team, at Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative, they're proud to support our local athletes and the communities that we call home. From keeping the lights on to cheering in the stands, we're always on your team. Raccoon Valley Electric Cooperative is a proud sponsor of all area athletes and sports. Raccoon Valley Electric, powering what matters most.
Left here in the fourth. Cam to inbound. Fullman will inbound. It's getting close to a 5-second call. Pass going to be thrown ahead. It's going to go past the hands of Kinley. Renzi able to track it down for Glidden-Ralston. They got to get it up into the half court. And Cassidy Wink's not paying attention. We're going to get a timeout on the floor. A lucky timeout called by Glidden-Ralston. I think Cassidy Wink heard her coach call the timeout and just stood there. But the official on the far side of the court had to call the timeout. The two on the other side didn't hear it. It'll be a 60-second timeout, a full timeout. Glidden-Ralston will have the basketball, but 10 seconds left here in the fourth, and we come back. We're going to be back in 30 seconds here on a KKRL.
Carl Freund and Glidden is your community dealer for life. With new inventory arriving daily and access to the largest inventory in Iowa, buy local. An experienced local team with faces you know and trust, community and customer focused. Check out our entire inventory 24/7 at carlprione.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Got down by two with 4 seconds to go. They got to get a shot off. Renzi from half court. Shot's going to be up, no good. And that will end the game, 47-45. Glidden-Ralston had a chance to win it at the buzzer, but it falls short. As Cam will come away with a 47-45 victory. We'll step away, take a break. We got your post-game show on the way next here on KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Community Insurance Agency is proud to stand behind the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. For us, community isn't just in our name, it's at the heart of everything we do. We're here to protect what matters most to you, with coverage you can count on, prices that fit your budget, and service that's always fast and friendly. Call 712-659-3185 or visit us in downtown Glidden. Community Insurance Agency, your neighbors, your team, your hometown insurance. Go Wildcats!
Tonight's game brought to you by Iowa Corn Processors, proud supporters of our local student-athletes and the future of Iowa agriculture. From farm fields to playing fields, Iowa Corn Processors is committed to feeding our communities with quality, locally grown corn products. Whether it's in the classroom or on the field, they believe in hard work, teamwork, and homegrown success. Iowa Corn Processors, growing futures.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish good luck to Glidden Ralston Wildcats. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-999-2263. That's 999-2263. Good luck, Wildcats, from everyone at Heritage Insurance. Whitfer Equipment in Glidden has everything you need to get the job done and done right. They carry new and used tractors, mowers, UTVs, and implements from trusted brands like Bad Boy, Hustler, and AGCO. They also offer trailer rentals, skid loader rentals, plus equipment sales, service, and parts to keep your equipment running strong. For quality, service, and community pride, count on Whitfer Equipment. Check them out on Facebook at Whitfer Equipment LLC. Go Wildcats!
It is a 47-45 win for Cam in the girls' game as we open up your doubleheader here on 93.7 AK. Carol, we're in your Mackey Motors post-game show. Post-game show again brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of that GM Mark of Exxon Award for 15 years running together. Let's drive to Mackey Motors in Lake City and at MackeyMotors.com. Britt Renzi's three falls short at the buzzer. Wildcats had the chance to win the game. The three fell short, and they fall tonight 47-45. They fall to 11-9 overall and 7-7 in the Rolling Valley Conference. Cam will go to 13-8 and 9-4 in the conference play. A really good game for a young Wildcats team tonight. Got the offense going in the second half. Knocked down some big threes and everything like that. We're running through the scoring here. Expecting to talk with a couple of the girls here in your post-game show, so we'll see if they join us. If not, we'll try to get them at halftime of the boys' game. Cassidy Wank had 9 points tonight for the Wildcats, 4 for Olivia Squibb, 11 for Jenna Subert, 3 for Bryn Renzi, and 18 for Chloe Peters tonight. Peterson, a really good game offensively, Jenna Subert tonight had 11 points. It's hit a big three in the first half for Glidden Ralston that gave him the lead late in that first half. Had a nice basket to tie the game up late here in the fourth quarter. And I thought did a nice job rebounding the basketball and jumping the passing lanes on the defensive end, getting some steals. Jenna Subert had a really nice game tonight, as well as Chloe Peters with 18 points and a big three in that fourth quarter as well to keep Glidden Ralston kind of in the game, down by 4 at one point. Culver's player of the game going to be coming up here in just a little bit. Culver's celebrating over 40 years in business, and 15 of those in the Carroll area. Culver's, welcome to Delicious, just off of Highway 30 here in the Carroll. Your Culver's player of the game will be posted on the Carroll Broadcasting Facebook, Twitter, Instagram pages later on tonight, as well as up at sports.kcim.com. We're going to go with the Jenna Subert tonight. She had a really well all-around basketball game tonight on the defensive end, scored 11 points, as well as chipped in some steals and everything like that. So Jenna Subert going to be your Culver's player of the game tonight. I see Cassidy Wank and Chloe Peters making their way towards me, so we'll stick here momentarily as they're expected to join us here in the postgame show. Glidden Ralston scores 11 in the first quarter, 8 in the second, 11 in the third, and 15 in the fourth. A really good offensive half in the second half for the Wildcats, but their comeback falls a little bit short. Bryn Renzi's three at the buzzer is left a little bit short as the Wildcats do fall tonight at home in a really good ball game. In the postseason coming up on Thursday, Wildcats will take on Peyton Trinan right here at home, and then they will either take on Ike Manning or Arweva. We got Cassidy Wink on the headset now with us, joining us here in your Mackey Motors postgame show. And Cassidy, fall a little bit short tonight. I thought that you guys did a really nice job in the second half offensively. What was the game plan there in the second half?
We wanted to come out and stop them from going into the hole all the way. They were a big threat in the first half on the three-point line, so really just keeping them away from the block was our main goal.
I thought defensively you guys in the first half did a really nice job, especially that second quarter. What was it that changed between the first and second quarters? You only held Canada 2 points in the second quarter.
I think just our defense improved. We knew where they were going into the hole, so just identifying that and then just getting our shots to fall.
Hanson came in averaging 18 points per game tonight for Cam. What was the game plan defensively against her? He held her to 17, but it wasn't like a big 17. She struggled from the free throw line tonight and stuff like that, but what was the game plan against her?
Yeah, we knew last time that we struggled with her going to the hole on us, so again, just keeping her out of there, really, because on the three-point line, she wasn't really a threat last game, and we knew that, so just keeping her from driving, really.
You guys down by two there, 10 seconds left. What does Coach Jelly draw up for you guys? Ultimately, the shot ended up falling short, but what was the kind of play he drew up for you there?
Yeah, we were supposed to do kind of a dribble handoff screen to the corner, but their defense was sitting out pretty wide. They were doing pretty well on that. And it just didn't go the way we wanted, so we had to find a deep shot, and that didn't work how we wanted.
You guys are playing really good basketball right now coming down the stretch into postseason.
Thank you.
You know, you fall tonight, but where has this team improved so much now as we get set for the postseason time?
I think that us just playing together, we're learning each other now. The freshmen coming up and playing with me, Olivia, and Allison, we're all getting that chemistry, and pushing the ball has really been a strength of ours. So once we get the rebounds and push it out, that's where we get most of our points, I feel.
Yeah. You guys are going to have Paint Chardin coming up on Thursday, yep. First round of the postseason here at home, a team you've seen a couple times this year so far.
Yep.
What do you expect in that matchup coming up on Thursday?
We're hoping to just, again, play our fast game on them and play some good defense, stop that Olivia, and we should be okay.
Cassidy, thank you for joining us here in the postgame show. Congratulations on a good game
tonight. Thank you.
That was Cassidy Wank here in your Mackey Motors postgame show. Yes, Chloe Peters will join us on the headset. And Chloe, only a freshman, 18 points tonight for you. What did you see offensively out there?
You know, I struggled shooting in the first half. All my teammates brought me up to, like, keep on shooting, just got me those open looks. I looked to pass and try and find success in the hoop.
Hit a big three in the fourth quarter. You guys were down four. You hit a three, chip it down to a one-point lead. What did you see on that shot, and how big was that for you?
You know, sometimes if you can't shoot, you just got to keep on shooting. So yep. I just stepped into it with confidence and knocked it down.
What can you take away from your freshman year so far? One of the leading scorers on this team, averaging over 11 points per game coming into tonight. You know, what can you take away from being a freshman on this team and like one of those leaders you need offensively?
I mean, the upperclassmen have been amazing. They've encouraged me all the time. I just have used my experience in the past to just, like, know my abilities and my job on the court and go out there and try and perform every game.
Offense struggled in the first half a little bit, but you had the lead at the halftime by 1 point, a 19-18. You come out a really good second half offensively. What was the change for you guys?
You know, we tried to, like, get in more, like, maybe just drive to the hoop and try and get those open looks, but they pulled the defense out, so we had to find ways to get in there and get foul trouble, which we got in the bonus in the second half, just couldn't connect.
I thought you guys rebounded the basketball really well on the offensive glass tonight. Was that kind of a key for you coming into tonight, thinking that you could have the offensive glass open?
Yeah, they're not as big as some other teams that we played. They got some girls sick. Ada Hansen is an amazing player. We had to box her out. But otherwise, I thought we did really good on the board.
Chloe, congratulations on a big game tonight, 18 points. Good luck coming up next week.
Thank you.
That was Chloe Peters here in your Mackey Motors postgame show again. Glidden Ralston falls tonight in the girls' game 47-45. We will step away. We'll be back with the boys' game coming up here on 93.7 KKRL.